I already told my man what I was going to do. All right, so bet. I'm a host.
I'm paying off my student loans, and nah, I'm leaving the country.
I'm going to call a limo for everybody, about 15 individuals, maybe 20. Have them all sit down and tell them, like, basically, I won. I am now a billionaire. And this is how shit is about to go down. That's I'm quitting my job. Y'all can quit, too, because we're about to make an empire. And I'm also inviting my haters because I want y'all to witness my greatness. And then I'm going to kick them out. I really want my haters to be there when I'm telling them all the good things that's about to happen to me. And I would have the money that I could pay them to sit there and listen to me.
It was like, here's $5,000.
You know what I honestly would like to do? Like, get like maybe like 10K and just drop it on my haters' head and watch them pick it up. Because they would have to pick it up. They're not going to leave it on the ground. Pick it up, bitch. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
No matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, being black in America is tough.
There's some shit going on with black people right now.
From news and politics.
And over the middle, getting free.
To sports and entertainment.
Touchdown!
We're going to tell you exactly how we feel about it.
Have some fun, man!
This is Young Black and Bothered.
Hey, y'all, welcome back again to another episode of the Young Black and Bothers podcast. I'm your host, Greg, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Hey, it's your girl, Chris Cash. You can follow me at Chris Cash DC on Twitter and Instagram.
What's up, y'all? It's CJ. You can follow me at Quiet CJ Money 2 on Instagram and CJ Jackson on Facebook.
What's up, everybody? It's Q, and you'll get my social medias at the end.
What's up, everybody? It's Tony, a.k.a. Tony the Artist. You can find me on Instagram at TonyTheArtist06. I don't really have a voice today. I just woke up, and I was smoking before that. So bear with me.
Well, welcome back to everybody. This week is going to be a short one because ain't really much happening. Thank God there's actually no news about Trump, but we do have bad news to start with as usual. So we're scouring on Twitter. And there was an article about the Florida police officer who viciously beat a 14-year-old black girl for resisting arrest. Have y'all actually seen this video?
Hell no.
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 So I'm going to play the video for y'all so you can see it. And you should be able to hear the audio. It's on Instagram and everything. So here we go. Well, that is a quick video. I guess it's not much.
Why you fucking hurt her body like that? Oh, bitch ass nigga.
I just don't get it, man. So basically the article says that, you know, she was laying, you know, she was laying face down, obviously. One cop's knee was in her back and gripping and yanking her by her jean shorts while her hands were, I want to say they were in front of her, how they had her pinned down. So at what point are, like, cops going to be, like, held accountable for this shit? More importantly, this happened in Coral Springs, Florida. Can we just all say that Florida needs to be cut off and, like, drowned and just called Atlantis forever?
First of all, Florida would be better once Andrew Gillum is elected governor in 2 weeks. But these punk-ass cops, because they think, oh, I got a gun and a badge and I got some authority, they think, oh, I can do whatever the hell I want. And this bullshit ass thin blue line, oh, I'm just going to get, they're going to protect me no matter what. When a motherfucker gets thrown in jail for longer than a year, not some pussy ass, what, you know, pussy ass sentence, when they're actually getting real jail time, like how we would get if it was us doing this, then motherfuckers will finally wake up.
Absolutely. I think it's weird because it says in the article that the teens were given a no trespass warning, but two of the teens returned to the mall. So apparently this happened at a mall. And then it says one of them, a male, was arrested without incident, but the police said the girl seen the video began cursing in an attempt to incite the other teens and resisted arrest when other officers tried to detain her. regardless of everything that happened beforehand, it's the fact that you got your knees in her back, her hands in front of her. She can't defend herself at that point, and you punching her in her side.
They were just trying to get a cheap through. Fucking pedophiles.
Well, here's the thing. Department Chief Brad McCone told reporters the officer's actions were 100% within policy, legal, and were not excessive.
Not excessive, and you're punching a 14-year-old girl?
That's wild. They should be appalled for even saying that statement.
Yo, when... Here's... Here, somebody, Governor Gillum, you gotta come in and wreck shit. Like, for real. Well, and I know Andy.
I fully supported the wrecking of shit. I support it.
And I know Andrew Gillum. Like, he's a really good dude. He's going to be an exceptional governor. Mm-hmm. He's going to be an exceptional governor. It's time to Florida is one fucked up.
But you remember that he is the governor of the whole state of Florida. Like they used to tell us, Obama is not the black president. He's everyone's president.
Well, he needs to go in there and wreck some shit.
So they're gonna be like, he's not the black governor. He's everyone's governor.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. It's time. No, we've been. Oh boy.
Go ahead, Q. You I already.
No, can we talk about? I know this is like maybe premature, but can we talk about how there's an attack on Democrats today? Did y'all see that?
Oh,
come on, Am. Yes, it was six pipe bombs. Six.
Now.
Go for it.
I have a conspiracy though about that and the caravan.
Okay.
I love conspiracies. I can't wait to hear it. I really want to hear this.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the best way I can drag the Republican Party in the best way possible.
No, I'm about to tell you. Oh, wait. You might like my theory then. Okay, so my theory is that I don't know which Republicans or who did it, but somebody went down to Honduras and said it was okay. And they started coming in droves, and they have no way to say, like, it wasn't them, just to make the Democrats look bad. Because they're using all these fear tactics, like, look, and they have the Middle Eastern people in the caravan. It's like, what? Like, they're doing this to make Democrats look bad. But on the flip, what if all these pipe bombs was fake, and they were, like, plants from the Democrats?
They were not fake. They weren't fake.
How do we know that?
I find it funny how everybody got one except one particular person.
Not fake.
I find it funny that everyone got one and none of them blew up. Not one.
Because they were intercepted.
Man, y'all can believe that if y'all want.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fucking Republicans. Now, I bet you if someone with mail, excuse me, I gotta clear my throat on this one. If someone would have mailed these to Republican politicians and mailed one to former president to GW.
Well, it was only targeting Democratic leaders, but it's because of the rhetoric of Trump. Like, that's why they think that shit's okay.
Just let me finish. If someone had mailed these to GW or W, the outrage would be on a level where the Republicans will be declaring World War III. Like, this will be the start of the second Civil War.
Yeah,
it's time for Democrats to stand the fuck up. God damn it, vote in 12 days, and we got to start fighting fire and fire. Like, these motherfuckers are, like, they're using scare tactics in the street, methods, voter suppression, voter intimidation, whatever you want to call it, to suppress them losing in 12 days. It's time for Democrats, and it's time for people, it's time for those who are progressive or on the left to stop playing nice. Stop trying to compromise. Stop trying to reach across the aisle. And it's time to go white knuckle on these motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. It's time. It's past time.
I don't even have anything to say. I can't combat that one. I can't even go back and forth with that one. But what? Wait, wasn't there a whole thing where there was a bus that was stopped with some elderly women who couldn't vote because?
Yes, in Georgia, on the first day of early voting in Georgia, and knowing that all of those people were going to vote for Stacey Abrams.
Wow. People wonder why I just hate looking at the news. I'll go on Twitter, I'll get my articles, I'll briefly read those, and I'll form opinions based off of like research 2 or 3 days later. Jeez, damn.
Well, I mean, politics in general has just become very messy in the United States. Like, there's, I mean,
it's completely polarized.
It's so polarized. And the crazy thing is, Democrats and Republicans are working together behind closed doors on smaller issues. They never gonna push that. But when it comes to these big issues, it's like they cannot find a middle ground for no reason. Like, I just don't understand why. I mean, I get it. I know why, but I'm just like,
political survival.
What is this gonna put us in the future? Like, we are literally watching our democracy getting chipped away and chipped away and fucked up and people not trusting it and saying, I don't want to vote and I don't want to do this. Like, and then the people who are voting are the ones who's fucking it up for the rest of the people who that say, I ain't true. About to vote. I'm not about to do X, Y, Z.
Here's the thing. And everyone, and in no ways, and I apologize, in no ways am I making any apologies for Cheeto Donnie, but Cheeto Donnie is a symptom. He's just a symptom. The disease has been there for a long time.
That's true.
This polarization started in the 60s with Nixon, and it's just gotten progressively worse and worse and worse. And it hit a crescendo in 1994 when the Republicans took over Congress.
And they made the Hastert rule. That was the worst thing they could have ever fucking done. But I'll go on a tangent about that later.
But it's... This is 50, 60 years in the making, and Trump is not the cause. He's a symptom of it.
Trump is not even really
part
of the Republican Party. If we're going to keep it a bean, don't really fuck with him either.
Trump,
but he just was able to win over there. Like
Cheeto, because the beliefs that Cheeto Donnie espouses every day, the lies, the misogyny, the xenophobia, the wannabe, the cowering to dictators and totalitarians is what the Republican Party truly is. That's what they believe. They say they're conservative and they small government and everything. No, they're fucking racist. Mm-hmm. They're racist. They hate women. They hate women. They hate anybody that is not white, Anglo-Saxon. So if you're black, brown, or any other race, you can go fuck off in their view.
I heard a funny joke the other day that's pertaining to this, right? Dude was like, if you bring Thomas Jefferson to 2018, he'd be like, yo, y'all didn't write anything else?
Right.
Y'all didn't add shit to it? Like, I mean, I did this shit a long time ago.
Literally, like, if you look at the appropriations bill, it's been the same fucking bill for years. They just make another CR. We're just going to, you know, continue it because we can't work together and make a whole new plan.
It's not even that.
I think the last budget, an actual budget bill that came out was in 2008, I think. It's 10 years ago. The new census is about to come out and all the maps about to be drawn up anyway. Mm-hmm. But
that's why we need Democrats in the state offices. We need them in the governor's seat, so that when the census in 2020 comes around and redistricting, it's time to redraw these districts. There won't be so much gerrymandering where the Republicans who really represent only a quarter of.
I mean, but if we look at it, Maryland is like that already. So our Democrats are working for us. Like, Yeah. Our maps are pretty solid. I think Andy Harris is the only Republican that holds a seat in Maryland right now. And that's like, his districts are just like, you know, what can you do?
That's because,
like,
that's situations. Because, that's because Maryland has a Democratic legislature.
Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of states are starting to move towards that. I think, didn't Virginia just turn over?
To Democrat?
Virginia has a Democratic governor, but that their legislature is still, like, it's a very slim majority for Republicans, but
I thought they had it. Are you sure?
Yes. Republicans lead the House of Delegates by one vote.
Okay.
Well, speaking of Republicans, if you live in Arkansas, you might have seen a...
Who the fuck is living in Arkansas?
But if you do listen to this podcast and you're from Arizona, you're a Republican.
My uncle lives in Arizona. He lives in Phoenix.
Oh, no. This is Arkansas. Arkansas.
Oh, I bet you said it. Okay.
So, according to claims from this ad, white Democrats will soon be lynching black folks again. This is an ad that, you know how most ads are sponsored by the politician who is based on the commercial ad, right? Well, this was a...
Not all ads.
Well, that's where I'm going. So this ad was paid for basically by a political action committee, and it was going for Republican French Hill, who is a Republican out of Arkansas. I'm going to actually just play the audio because...
Oh, French Hill.
Boy, this hurts to even listen to. But here we go.
What do you think about what's happening in Washington?
Our Congressman French Hill and the Republicans know that it's dangerous to change the presumption for black men. If the Democrats can do that to a white justice of the Supreme Court with no evidence, no corroboration, and all of her witnesses, including her best friend, say it didn't happen, what will happen to our husbands, our fathers, or our sons when a white girl lies on them?
Girl, white Democrats will be lynching black folk again.
Honey, I've always told my son, don't be messing around with that. If you get caught, she will cry rape.
I'm voting to keep Congressman French Hill and the Republicans because we have to protect our men and boys. We can't afford to let white Democrats take us back to bad old days of race verdicts, life sentences, and lynchings when a white girl screams rape.
Paid for by black Americans for the president's agenda. Not authorized by any candidate in the candidates committee.
Yeah, get out of here. First of all, the level of coonery that was, but I kind of appreciate it. I do appreciate it a little bit.
You know, that's kind of
like that rich man who was on CNN who was just like, fuck Donald Trump, impeach him. You guys never seen that commercial?
Oh, the white guy?
I forgot his name, but he was like super rich and just bought an ad on CNN. Yes, and he was just like, I hate Trump. Basically, you guys need to impeach him. Paid for by
Did y'all see that Hillary, woman she was running? And it was like the black ghetto-ass woman in a hair salon?
Yeah.
No, which one was that? They ain't played it
in my Hillary. Yeah, it was this shit I saw in Baltimore when she was running.
That makes sense.
It was like, uh-uh, girl, because I'm with her. And I was like,
I'm with her.
I was like, get this shit out of here.
And you know what?
So honestly, that wasn't even the racist ad of the week. There was a robocall in Florida against Andrew Gillum. Greg, can you cue that up real quick?
Which one is it called?
It was the robocall that an outside group from like Utah.
Wasn't they like Mormons or something?
No. Get the fuck out of here, dog. What are these random states y'all keep calling now?
No.
Utah.
And who was it?
It's on HuffPost. On Huffington Post.
I have to look for that.
You know what? Honestly, Utah has some very nice national parks though.
That's because it's in the middle of the fucking earth. Better be some nice ass parks out there.
Yeah, they're like, they're so amazing, like deserts and stuff. Salt Lake.
Could you imagine going to visit somebody in fucking Utah?
That's sure the fuck can't.
You know, there's a congresswoman in Utah. Her name is Mia Love, and she's black. And
yes, Mormon. And she's a Republican. But
yeah, and she's a Republican. I'm just like, she's wild.
She just told me a whole bunch of facts. That I'm
That's mighty progressive.
She lives in Utah. She's a Republican.
And she's Mormon.
She's a bot. She's a fucking bot, dog. Sorry, Miss Love. We don't love you. You're a bot.
Miss Love, she kind of cool, though. But she's a robot. That's an interesting mix.
She's actually a moderate Republican to do.
She is. She's very moderate.
So moderate. What did you think the ad was again?
It was, so basically the gist, it wasn't an ad, it was a robocall. So the gist of the robocall was, so they sent this robocall out saying, basically having like Migos spiritual music in the background. It's like, listen, I'm Andrew Gillen. I'm running for to be the y'all next governor of the here state of
Florida. Oh, no.
Yes, you have to play it. Like me saying, you just have to hear it.
But I just want to know, why is the country going towards so much racism? Like, what is going on? Like, was it really because of Obama? Like,
no, this is what it is, yo. The shit is shifting. The old ways are starting to die, and people are scared of that shit. They don't want, like, you got people like all it is, like, as you're talking about, there's a certain generation of folks that need to die, right?
Once like they the baby are boomers?
Gone, yes. Once they are gone, that is.
I but the thing is, not all boomers are bad. There's some very nice progressive.
No, they're not. But as a whole.
Like, look at Hillary in her pantsuit.
Yes, they gotta go.
Isn't she a baby boomer?
She's just the boom. She's the whole boom by herself. She's got to be pushing like 97.
No, Hillary is not 90.
What it is?
She got to be like 80.
No, I think when they age too, she might be 17.
Hillary is 71. Hillary is 71.
That was close. I said 17.
Hillary is 71. Here's the thing. It's
how the hell was she gonna be president?
Trump is 72, so go figure. But here's
the thing. Damn, I didn't know that.
America is now a majority minority nation, and these people who espouse these racist views are old and white and don't want to accept that fact.
Yeah, we got to get some more candidates and old white people, man. What the fuck? They don't know. They got to touch with shit for real.
And Q, you said this robocall was this year or?
It was this week. It aired on Monday.
Wow. Robocall racist. Wow. I'll keep looking it up.
No.
Why does sound like a cartoon robocall racist?
No, go on HuffPost. It's on there. Or type in, since you're on YouTube, go ahead and type in Robocall Florida Andrew Gillen.
Yeah, that shit's not funny, yo.
That sounds like a Living Color skit.
Wow.
Yeah, the first link.
Oh boy, here we go. So here's the link. Wow.
The gubernatorial contest is gaining attention. Issue of rape. Democrat Andrew Gillum has been targeted by racist robocalls, which include the sounds of a monkey, a white supremacist group is claiming responsibility. A spokesman for Gillum's Republican opponent, Ron DeSantis, called the robocalls appalling. But DeSantis ran into some trouble himself over a controversial comment. Earlier this week, he suggested Florida voters not, quote, monkey this up by electing Gillum. That led to...
Oh, I remember that.
...and the claim DeSantis denies. Andrew Gillum addressed the incidents on CNN.
Yeah, well, first of all, I have to tell you, I do find it deeply regrettable. I mean, on the day right after I secured the Democratic nomination, we had to deal with some of the dog whistles directly from my opponent. And I honestly want to sincerely say this, Dana. We can have a challenge between ideas and around what we think the people of the state of Florida deserve. What I don't want this race to turn into is a race of name calling. I want to make sure that we don't racialize and frankly, weaponize race as a part of this process, which is why I called on my opponent to really work to rise above some of these things. People are taking their cues from him, from his campaign, and from Donald Trump.
And we should.
And we saw in Charlottesville that that can lead to real, frankly, dangerous outcomes.
For more on this, we're joined by Adrian Shropshire, the executive director of Black PAC, a committee focused on Black voter involvement. Adrian?
I want to actually hear the robocalls. That's what
I want. I don't hear you say.
Yeah, I need to hear these robocalls. So here we go.
Can we not listen to the robocalls?
The day crisscrossing the state stops in Jacksonville, Orlando, and Delhi, where he addressed some of those controversies.
Hello
there.
Oh, shit.
Andrew Gillum, I'll be asking you to make me governor of this here state of Florida.
The words are just as vile as much as they are racist. A robocall hitting the phone lines of Florida voters with the voice of a man who claims to be, but is not, Andrew Gillum.
My scheme, don't call me monkey.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Are used, and today at a campaign stop.
Yeah.
What? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Like, for real.
Boy, oh boy.
That is ridiculous.
I don't even know.
Like, why? Why y'all so mad, white people?
Jesus.
I just don't get it. We're not in control.
Because
you guys are richer than us. Everybody feels safe around y'all, even though y'all have done multiple mass killings.
Yes, because
like,
the most dangerous immigrants got here.
What more do you guys want?
Yeah.
Like,
ever since you got fucking guy here, the country's been fucking up one day after the goddamn next. That's what we should have built the goddamn wall against. Go back.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like white people, what more do y'all want? Like, we want us dead? Because if it's dead, then who's going to do your dirty work? You don't want that.
God forbid the Latinos don't come over here.
You slavery because you don't want to look like bad people, so you're not going to be in shackles. Like, yeah. But you don't want us to have the same benefits and rights to
anything.
To anything we do. You don't want us at your school. You say we're taking your spot. But yeah, you don't want to fund our little HBCUs we have. Y'all like, oh no, you niggas don't need that much money. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I just want to know. And if any racist white person ever hears this, I just really, really want to know, what do you want niggas to do?
Yes.
Like, please email me. I want to know what y'all want niggas to do, and we'll do it. Cause I just want y'all to leave us the fuck alone. Like, what do y'all need us to do, nigga? Like, at this point, go back to Africa. Can you pay for the flight? Just pay for the flight.
Yeah.
Give me
no bullshit. I just don't think that is the answer, and I really wish that white people would stop saying shit like the Africa.
They would know what
you
the
left
fuck
your country.
I'm saying
you left
really
your country before we left ours, and we didn't even leave ours voluntarily. Go back to Scotland and Germany and all this Polish places.
Go back to the UK.
Go back.
Go back to England.
Let's go find the remaining 13 Indians that y'all did not kill and have them take their land back.
God damn. I just want to know, like,
they wouldn't even know what to do without us.
They get it. That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't really want us dead. Like, you don't really want to be slave owners because that's so barbaric now. Like, what do y'all want? What do y'all want to do? Y'all really want to bring Jim Crow back?
And niggas got guns. So
because we're at the point now, I feel like if they made a colors only section, it might be more lit. I'm just saying.
No bullshit.
So if y'all really want to do Jim Crow, all right, we can make it work. It'll be so lit. And that means the Latinos with us. The Asians with us, all of that. Just make it like, you know, colored land.
And y'all had
we'll stay on one side of the United States, and y'all can stay in the Northeast.
That little unsalted section.
Colored land. Yeah, that's what it's going to be called.
No seasoning section.
No seasoning section. It rains. You can give them the whole Northeast. We don't really want that.
Yeah, we don't need nothing with that.
We'll take Cali, West Coast.
Yeah, we'll take
and,
Cali.
You know, just parts of the South we can have because, you know, you guys burn up.
Oh, boy. So, let's move on. So,
I'm sorry. My dreams of colored land.
That has to be the name of the show this week.
Colored Land President 2020.
Dreams of Colored Land. Oh, my goodness. So, I don't know if any of y'all actually went and got y'all numbers and lost, because none of us are from South Carolina, for the Mega Millions jackpot yesterday. So, the numbers were 5, 28, 62, 65, and 70, with the gold Mega Ball being 5. And apparently one person won, at least. And if they get the lump sum, it'll be $878 million in cash, which is the nation's largest ever lottery grand prize.
That's lit.
I just want to know who won, first and foremost, and how old is this senior citizen who has 3 cats, no children, and has never been married? Because it seems like the only people who win the Mega Millions or the Powerball that, honestly, actually, I take that back. Because didn't that lady that had the drug dealer boyfriend, wasn't she from South Carolina too when she won it? And she ended up losing it all in like 5 years?
Yeah, that shit was wild.
How the fuck did she
win? Yeah, first of all, she spent it on her nigga who was locked up.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got locked up.
But she paid $1 million to get him out of jail. Like, I am sorry, but if my man was locked up literally have to be locked up for like killing somebody who was trying to like rape her.
Yana Vanzant. And when I tell you, I watched that shit and was cracking up from.
Oh, she was mad. Yeah, Yana was mad the whole episode.
Yo, she was like,
she was shaking her.
First of all, she didn't give her mother none of that money.
She gave her mother, not her kids, man.
But her mom is the one that gave her the winning numbers. That's the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Her mom gave her the winning numbers. What they say? But yet you bail out your nigga.
And it wasn't like once or twice. It was like
5 times. It was like $5 million.
My dog, why are you selling drugs and your wife is a millionaire?
Why are you
backwards? Backwards.
El Chapo? He must have thought he was El Chapo or somebody.
The thing is, let me just ask y'all.
He thought he was Rebel Evans.
What would you do with, say if you get $878 million, obviously you're going to die and still have at least $200 million. Some people will blow through that shit. So let's just say your first $5 million, what are you going to do with that?
Okay. I already told my man what I was going to do. All right, so bet. I'm a host.
I'm paying off my student loans and I'm leaving the country.
I'm going to call a limo for everybody, about 15 individuals. Maybe 20, have them all sit down and tell them, like, basically, I won. I am now a billionaire. And this is how shit's about to go down. I'm quitting my job. Y'all can quit too, because we're about to make an empire. And I'm also inviting my haters, because I want y'all to witness my greatness. And then I'm going to kick them out. I really want my haters to be there when I'm telling them all the good things that's about to happen to me.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I would have the money that I could pay them to sit there and listen to me.
It was like, here's $5,000.
You know what I honestly would like to do? Like, get like maybe like $10,000 and just drop it on my haters' head and watch them pick it up. Because they would have to pick it up. They're not going to leave it on the ground. Pick it up, bitch. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Oh my God. On some real stuff, I used to tell my best friend, I said, if I hit the lottery, all I'm going to say is, come outside. If you ask me any questions regarding my statement to you, I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like with $5 million, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm giving the lawyer $1 million just to honestly keep me discreet. I don't want anybody to know. I wouldn't even tell my mother, my grandmother. I already know my mom going to go and tell somebody. My father.
I know parents be snitching. You can't tell them.
Oh, my grandmother going to church on Sunday and be like, well.
My mom is definitely going to be like, are you giving some to the church? I'm like, no.
Are you giving some to the church?
Like, no. I'm giving.
Just do an anonymous financial blessing to the church. You ain't even got to know that you.
Yeah. If I did that, I would just laugh, but I want the attention.
It gotta be anonymous, because I can see the pastor snitch and be like, well, see, sir, I understand what's going on, but what's gonna happen is we have so many developments going on in the church, we're going to need more than the $500,000 that you're giving us. If you give us about $4 million, we can work it out. I'm like, wait, what?
Work it out.
$4 million? Who you think he is, Joel Osteen? Nah, no thanks.
First of all, I'm not giving that money, that much kind of money, to any religious institution, unless it's African based.
Well, don't give it to what's his name? Dude with the, what was it, the George Jefferson High School? What's the hotel dude name who has like
Umar?
Yeah, Umar.
First of all,
go ahead, Tony. Go ahead.
You know, my thing is, if you say that you're gonna do something, do the shit and shut up. Because right now, LeBron is shitting on everybody. And I don't really care for LeBron. I'm not a sports person, so it has nothing to do with him personally. But that nigga ain't saying shit and just popped up one day with a fucking school. Like, Umar, you've been rapping about this joint forever, bro, and have done nothing but piss people off.
I am building my school from the ground up.
And you know what's wild? If the nigga wasn't fucking stupid, he wouldn't have to come out of pocket and do shit, because all he knows who
he is. He can get endless grants. Yeah. Endless. I could write him a grant to get that school done. I know I could. Like, nah.
Yeah.
I do think rich people should open schools, though. Like, Bill Gates should open a school.
When Oprah's first time with Oprah's school, I mean, that's so dope. But Oprah was like, I thought that shit was fucked up. I get it, but I still think it's fucked up. Like, you wouldn't open school in Africa, which is cool, but you mad because niggas in America got certain luxuries. Niggas can have the freshest iPhone and the freshest clothes and will still be uneducated. Like, niggas still need schools here.
Yeah, I didn't like that Oprah didn't open the school in America. She could have opened that joint right in Chicago, helped them go. That's where her studio was at the time.
Every major city needs a fucking school, dog.
Yep.
They need some sort of charter school.
If for some reason I become a billionaire, like Jeff Bezos status or something, I'm definitely.
Oh, that's what I was saying. So my number one thing that I want to do, because you guys are an architect, is to take some of that money. Like, if I win like a shitload of millions, almost $1 billion, I would just fund my own development project, and I would just create a whole bunch of houses, like very nice houses for low income families.
Mm.
Like, I always wanted to design my own city, so I was like, why can't I just fund that money? Why can't I fund that just with my lottery money?
That's nice. You would definitely be on here. LaFont shit.
Yeah, like Tonyville.
It could be a colored land.
It could be a colored land, dog. We can't be out here nigging it up, or monkeying it up, but you know.
That's why I said colored land is going to be where it's at. We'll get the finest black city planners. Roz, we can put him on too.
I had taught the seminar at my school one year. And I was like, y'all assignment. And I said, if I ever became a full-time professor, that would be one of my things. I want y'all to stop planning these cities. Like, I want you to plan a very real black city. Like, plan some shit, like a black community. Because at the end of the day, I feel like, what was that area? I want to say the Everglades, but that's about it. We used to have so many powerful black communities.
Oh, Eatonville?
Yeah, that's in Maryland, right?
No, that's in Florida. But you know, there was PG a place County in Maryland called
in Maryland on the Eastern Shore, a place called Easton, and they were like an all black community. Like,
oh,
like,
yeah, very, Easton, Cambridge,
undergrad. And I was like, this is so undergrad is grad. That was my first project with grad school, and I thought that shit was so dope. And I was like, I would tell my students design a black plan, a black community, everything the black people need. I want to see that shit, and I want to see a program behind it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, show me some low-income houses that don't look like trap houses.
Yeah,
because they don't have to look like that. Yeah. People do that shit because they're trying to destroy.
They definitely don't. If you've seen these new projects, they look actually pretty nice.
Yeah, like,
first, there's like down Eastern Avenue, there's like these like townhome, they're like low income, but they're not really low income. Like, some of them cost like market price, but they're below market rate.
And then my other gorgeous. In condos, like, give them something that will teach them how to be better, to help them. My problem is that we don't plan for next generation, so I would definitely need to do that. My second project is a boarding school. maybe K through 12, and you will live at this fucking school. It's going to be a campus. And before you graduate, you need to be proficient in 3 to 4, like fluent in 3 to 4 languages and 2 martial arts, 2 self-defense activities.
Yeah.
Like, that's my, like, it was only either black, I would say black boys or black boys and girls, but only blacks.
Yeah.
Don't send your white children to our schools. Like, I feel like we really, I feel like part of it is like, we really do need to get back on our own shit sometimes. Like, sometimes I feel that way, sometimes I don't. But majority of the time, I feel like we just need to reinvest into our own selves and our own
communities. Yeah.
And I would do that with my friend.
That's true.
I feel like I'm writing a grant for an essay for a scholarship. If you would give me $800 billion from the lottery, this is how I would use it. Mm-hmm. For some college entrance essay shit.
That would be nice.
Mm.
I hope one of my South Carolina family members won. Please.
I don't even know anybody in South Carolina. You best believe I'm about to pretend. Hey, cousin.
I'd be like, yo, cousin Holly, you won. You already know.
Did you fucking say Holly?
Yeah, that's his name. Holly Johnson. Mm. Well, I just put my man government out. That ain't his name. If he did, that ain't his name.
That ain't his name.
So since we're on the topic of like schools and education and whatnot, so Tony, you had mentioned self-defense. So there's an article, or more so a story that happened this week all over like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, about a father whose 8-year-old son was being bullied at school. So instead of like confronting the bully, he decided to go and speak to the bully himself, and he found out that not only was the bully and his family going through hard times, but they were homeless. So he went and got the kid like a new fit and all this other stuff. He sat them two down. They talked, you know, his son and talked. I was like, dang, like that's something that you don't normally see, because everybody usually now Facebook and social media, so they'll go and make a spectacle out of it. He was just confused. He was like, I wanted to dig a little bit deeper on why. Come to find out that he was being bullied for not having clean clothes and clean shoes. He asked why, just to find out that his family's currently homeless. So obviously he did everything he could for the kid, and now it seems like his son and the bully are actually cool.
Bullies are never just living perfect lives. They're always going through some shit.
Yeah, they always like, fucked up.
There's always something wrong. Like, hey, what's going on with you? And you always find that it's always either they're being beaten at home, and that's why they do that shit to somebody else, or there's some kind of traumatic issue usually going on. Mm-hmm. Like, kids are just not naturally jackasses. Like, they're not. Let me say that back because I was definitely a natural jackass.
Yeah, some kids are fucking dickheads.
What were you about to say, Q?
It's learned behavior.
Yeah. I'm glad that the father actually took the time out to, instead of going and confronting the kid as if it, you know, he was an adult, because some parents will do that. I know my mom is infamous for saying, like, hey, if you do this to my kid, I'm going to do that to you. And a lot of parents, obviously, they may do something similar. So instead of him going that route, he went and created a GoFundMe for, you know, the bully. Well, I can't keep saying the bully, but the kid whose name is Tamarian, he created a GoFundMe for him, and it raised $24,210 in 4 days.
So the bully made a come up.
I'm about to say, yo, let me go out here and fuck some shit up for people.
I'm mad too.
That nigga's 50 Cent.
$24,000 the bully.
Being a bully.
Raised for this bully.
That's 50 Cent.
I mean, I feel bad that he's homeless. Don't get me wrong. Like, that, the money probably going to go to a good cause. But I'm just saying, like, the irony in this.
Well, let's
like, maybe it's not bad, the bully.
Can I just
you
say,
might come up.
Yeah, it might be a $24,000 prize in it for you, but fuck.
I just need the $24,000 to go to a home or something for the family. I don't want the family to be that family who's like, you know what? Yeah, we have fallen on hard times, but we're going to take this $24,000 and blow it. Because you don't get
sex. Oh, yeah, that shit's stupid.
So,
hopefully. This is this.
Are we ever going to find out what happens to the $24,000? No.
We probably will not.
Unless they end up on the Y'all of A's head.
You end up on the shade room again.
No. Facts. So, moving on from that.
Does she ever actually fix a light?
She doesn't fix a goddamn thing.
Uh-oh.
She don't do shit.
I'm about to say, has there been any successful
episode? No. She had the fucking Braxtons on it, and them girls walked the fuck off. Like, no. Oh,
the Braxtons walked off?
Yes.
Oh, I thought she they walked
called her
off.
The fuck, they called her the fucking devil.
Wait, what? They called her the devil?
Yeah, they was on social media, like, going off of the Yolanda Van Zandt, calling her a devil.
Jesus. You here to fix somebody's life, and they telling you to go to hell.
Mm-hmm. She's an initiated priestess, though. I'll be trying to tell people, like, I think her intentions are good. She's definitely initiated Santeria priestess. Mm-hmm. I mean, Yoruba priestess. And I think that her intentions are good, because at the end of the day, she's only seeking out to try to heal people. Yeah. However,
she just going about it all wrong.
She just go on the show and start yelling at people and making them feel bad. And I'd be like, yo, if I ever got called on to you, it's like going like fucking Dr. Phil or something. You just don't know what you're going to get. And if I ever got called on to the Young Avengers show, dog, I am not going. Because I'm going to fire her up so bad. Like, first of all, you're not going to sit and talk, because she talks to me while they children. And I'd be laughing at some of these episodes because she'd be setting niggas up. One girl, her mom was never there for her. She was like a crackhead or something.
Can I just ask
this girl is like grown. She's like 30-something. And the young one was like, you want your mom. You want your mommy. You miss the experiences with your mom. She's like, yeah. She's like, you want your mom around? She's like, yeah. Do you miss your mom? Yeah, you love her? Yeah, you want her to say I love you? Yeah. The mom's sitting there like about to say that shit. The young one was like, she can't. She doesn't have it in her to say any of that to you. She can't love you. You need to get over it. I was like, damn.
Oh, no. Oh, she did that to Karrueche. She was like, your father wasn't in your life. She was like, no, actually, my dad was in my life. No, your father wasn't there. It's just like, how you gonna tell me my father wasn't there?
Father wasn't
he was there.
You know, and it's sad because the people that be on there, their stories be so sad. Like, it was like a group of brothers, right? I think it was like six of them. One died, like, all of them were, like, in foster homes. They were living in cars, ran away from foster homes. Two of them were, like, gay from being molested. Mm. The story about the girl who won her mom. The show seemed like it was a good episode. I was like, oh, ooh, this is good. This is going to be nice. This is going to be nice. And she didn't fix the show ended, and they didn't fix anything.
Damn.
Was, like, the shorty with the lottery ticket, she blew on her dude. Like, they ended the show, but she didn't fix anything. You know, we gotta change
she never title. Fixed any. It's like, Ayana, come yell at me.
Damn.
It's like, Ayana, come. It's more like, Ayana, come put my business on national TV. That's really what it is.
And judge the fuck out of me in front of everybody.
And judging. Mm-hmm. And she gets so angry. She walks on every scene, she gets so angry. And she walk off. She's like, you want to do that? That's what you want to do? Then you do it without me. And she walk off. Like,
yeah, no, she always up. Walk off. Like, man, come back. You know you want
come to back.
Check.
She live up in Marlboro. She live in Maryland.
Yes, she does live in Maryland. You know what's crazy? I know I've seen her before, dog. Before she became big.
Oh, you probably saw her. She went to
my church or something. Like my grandmother's church or something.
Yeah. I know. Ayana.
She looks like she shops at Food Lion.
No, don't say that. Not Food Lion. That's like the worst one.
I ain't seen a Food Lion in forever, bro.
I bet you y'all were that damn found one.
Waldorf, yo.
That's where she lives.
Yeah, she lived right by Waldorf. I probably did see her in the Food Lion. Right in Waldorf. Like, yo, is that y'all in Van Zandt? Oh, shit.
Yes, that's fucking Bryce. Wanda. Ain't her name Wanda? Hey, yo, shut the fuck. Did you say Bryce?
Yes.
So let me ask y'all. Like, let me ask y'all a question. So, we all have heard of Lotus Flower Bomb, right? Did y'all know that this was about Solange, though?
No, yeah, I heard about it, but no, I didn't know that.
I don't believe it. I'm calling Hypebeast.
What?
I don't believe it.
Apparently, they dated for, the article says that they dated for 4 years.
Wale and Solange dated for 4 years and nobody knew.
Yeah.
Not
they
one
would be
soul.
A nice couple. They
and
Wale nice couple.
Not even that famous, so it's not like she could
yo,
really hide
you
that.
Yo, you're not going to do that.
He's that's not.
That person.
He's not, though.
So it says, back in 2009, Wale told Honey Magazine that he loved Solo and gushed how much he respected her as a single mother.
And then he says, "We're amazing. We're friends. She's amazing. She's a good person. Any single mother contributing to the society the way that she does, I got a lot of love for them. She's got a lot to do on her own and raise a young black man in this day and age. So my hat goes off to her. She's definitely an anomaly. And by the way, she can do that and manage to do the same things and I can, what is this, that I can complain about not having to do." So then I guess, I don't know if they broke up or whatever, but she ended up marrying her now husband, Alan Ferguson, in 2019.
And that sounds like a white name. Is he white?
Yeah.
No, he is white?
Is he white? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, Solange. No, Solange. No. We don't do that, Solange.
I don't know, but
it sounds like a white name. Sounds very European.
I remember Solange from the Puppy Love video.
I remember Solange when she came out doing some weird ass bipolar dance to Sandcastle Disco, and I thought she was so fucking cool. Mm.
Yeah, I just remember from that album that I can't remember the name of.
Soul Angel?
Yeah, it wasn't.
That was a dope ass album.
If it wasn't for Tony.
You know, I really don't like Solange's new stuff. I ain't really like it, to be honest. I like her old stuff better.
I'd be finding random Solange songs. I don't know when they come out. I don't know. But I'd be like, oh, this is such a dope song. Like, one of them she got with, what's it, Cosmic Journey, Bilal? Yeah. And their voices on that song are so dope together. And it's just a great song to get high to. And I have a very amazing high playlist. I can share it with any of you guys if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
But she's like, Solange makes, and then she made a song called Losing You. And I think they filmed it in like Cape Town, South Africa. But I don't think the people knew what was going on, because if you look at the video, it looks like she just popped up there and started filming the video. Like certain scenes, people hitting her with doors, and like you can tell that it's not planned. So like, I don't know, I think she's very eccentric. I think there was one thing that came out a while ago that she was like bipolar or something. She had some kind of issue. And I think it works for her. Whatever it is, it's crazy thing she'd be doing, it works for her. Mm.
Yeah. Oh. Shout out to either, both of them, one of them, whoever they are. Yeah, all that. So, basically, what else do we have? Oh, so Fabulous pled not guilty to assaulting and threatening wife Emily B, and then they have a plea deal. Last I checked, I thought that he knocked two teeth out in the front, and at least that's what I was told from like the police report and everything. But I guess she's sticking with him. So
why do we care, right?
Basically. Wiz Khalifa confirms that he's dropping an R&B album.
That should be scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should come out on Halloween.
Oh, boy. Because that's going to be a scary fucking thing. Let's see. What else is there? Marcellus Wiley, a dude that I have no clue who he is. He
football.
Oh, mm-hmm. A football player. Okay, so a football
y'all player. Niggas don't know, now y'all don't know who sports people are. Well,
I'm telling you.
I knew who he was.
Some informant. I'm supposed to be the person that don't know shit about sports, guys. Y'all can't be that person. Okay?
I'm taken. It's been a while.
I definitely did not know.
Yeah, I know who he was.
So what's his name?
Marcellus Wiley.
Hey, Marcellus, they know who you are, man. You got to be more famous. You got to be
better. He's on Sports Nation. He's an anchor on Sports Nation.
You don't sound too sure. Marcellus, you got to be better. You got to be more famous, man. You got to do better.
And he used to play for the Chargers.
Yeah, he played for the Chargers, played defense and for the Chargers.
Yeah. So is this football? Basketball?
He has a new book.
says, this football, basketball?
has a new book coming out, and he's going to be talking about the details of the Kendrick, Lamar and Drake. I think it's a little bit too late. I don't care.
Is he famous enough to write a book and people care?
These are the things. I've always wondered, like, why?
Heard of Kendrick, Lamar, and Drake.
What insight does he have on this shit?
No, nobody asked for it, though.
Do we care?
What's going on with Kendrick and Drake?
Apparently, you know, they send subs at each other all the time.
They do?
Apparently. Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Didn't Drake put him on like shit in a way? After Drake's Take Care album, Kendrick was on Marvin's Room at the end. But then they split it into a new track called Buried Alive, featuring Kendrick Lamar. But originally, that was a long ass addition on Marvin's Room. It wasn't even his own song.
Yeah.
I know he was on the Games album a long time ago. So
this was even I think that was before that. Yo.
Probably.
This was literally when Kendrick was in his like Section 80 mixtape, or what's that black? The one with the black cover. It's like overly something.
Overly dedicated.
Yeah, yeah. Overly dedicated. So I'm like, why would Kendrick ever be mad at Drake? Like, he literally kind of put him, made him mainstream. He made Kendrick mainstream. I wouldn't say he put him on because Kendrick was already known a little bit, but he made him mainstream.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Dang, that's wild. Like, what's the background behind this beef, Greg? Do you know?
Me, the issue with the Drake and Kendrick beef is not that they're actually people, but the fact that nobody cares anymore. Drake took an L with Push, so nobody should really care about a beef with Kendrick. They've been throwing like bars at each other left and right, but the thing is, nobody's actually going to ever answer it. And more importantly, if you care about a Kendrick and Drake beef, it's probably because you're a fan of one and not the other. I've never heard of someone be like, oh, well, I fuck with Kendrick, but I don't fuck with Drake. It's kind of like you like them, but you like them for two different purposes. So,
yeah, I don't even put them in the same category of rap. I put Kendrick with like the old niggas.
Exactly.
Like Hov and them, J. Cole. Like Drake, to me, he's more like in the best of like the Futures, the Migos, people like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that. I don't know. Well, we'll see what
comes. But then again, Drake does have bars, so maybe he wants to be considered one of the great greats. Like,
he know he can't do that.
Yeah.
Drake, I even mean, though he does have bars. Even though
he may not
bars.
Know that. He may not know that to himself. You know, Drake on his whole, I'm trying to take over the game. I got my Apple Music deal. But he don't realize that part of that is because he got a pop fan base.
True.
If it wasn't for that pop fan base, he might not be as big. Not in the rap game. Niggas wouldn't, you know.
Be like, oh, yeah, I want to, you ain't fuck with Drizzy on the 16.
Right, yeah. They ain't about to be out here caring about
even
Drake.
Though I fuck with Drizzy on the 16, though.
No, but right. We do. Yeah. But we wouldn't even pay him no mind if he didn't have that pop.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, like.
And that's what it comes with Drake, like. Drake has his lane. Kendrick has his lane. J. Cole puts us to sleep. And then there's certain things that every rapper does for you differently, especially like, you know, you might want to hear them in a certain point or a certain vibe. I can't put the two together. When they do a song together, it sounds good. However, like, I can deal with them both separately and together and not have an issue. So when it comes to a beef, I don't see it. Now, a Push and Drake beef, I'm here for that because both of them petty as shit, so I'm with that. But Drake and Kendrick, they've been throwing, you know, subpar bar at each other for a while, but honestly, I personally just don't care. So Marcellus Wiley, like, hopefully he gets more yardage out of this book than he does on the field, because
let me tell you how much I don't know who this person is. I was just sitting here trying to figure out what the hell we were talking about.
Yes.
And I forgot. I was like, there's some dude, Marcellus, I'm sorry, man. You have to become more famous. I really think that you have to do better, because I don't know who you are.
Yeah. Well, let's give him a shameless plug. So his book is coming out soon, and it's called Never Shut Up. All right. So right along.
What?
Yep.
That is some bad advice.
I am so over it.
So, in other news, let's see. The Titanic 2 is set to hit the sea.
There's a 2? What the fuck? The ship went down, dog. There's no 2. The ship went down. They're dead. Like,
what is this, a zombie one? Is this zombies and shit? Like,
is this like Madea on the Titanic? Is Tyler Perry making this up? Is he monkeying this up?
No, so, let me see.
God, I boy, you just blew me. Greg, you just blew me. who the fuck came up with Titanic?
No, I wish I could really say I made this up. But here's the
article. No, it's actually real. Yeah. Yep.
So the full-size replica of the Titanic was first conceived by Australian businessman and politician Clive Palmer back in 2012, and will cost over $500 million US to recreate. Titanic 2 will hold approximately 2,400 passengers, 900 crew members, and will travel from Dubai to Southampton before making the journey across the Atlantic, the exact same trip the original took over 100 years ago. The updated boat will house multiple lifeboats and will include a welded, not riveted hull, along with updated gear. Interested travelers will be able to purchase first, second, or third class fare for the Titanic 2, just like the original. Palmer released in a statement, the ship will follow the original journey, carrying passengers from Southampton to New York, but she will also circumnavigate the globe, inspiring and enchanting people while attracting unrivaled attention, intrigue, and mystery in every port she visits. She's not visiting no port, bro.
I would never get on that fucking boat.
Bruh, some things like the paranormal, I don't fuck with. The dead, I don't fuck with. And things that kill people or have an affinity to kill, I don't fuck with them. I purposely, when I felt like when I watched Blair Witch for the first time, I was like, you know what? I don't even know where Burkittsville, Maryland is. If I've driven past it, I drove past it. I didn't stop there and be like, I'm going to see where the Blair Witch house is. I just did not. So
you know that shit is in Maryland, right?
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not going there. But when it comes to the Titanic and the Titanic 2, some things are left where they are, and it's okay that they are there. Titanic 2, I'm
sorry. I don't think that's a good idea.
But question. Might be haunted. Yeah, I ain't fucking with that Titanic shit. But question. How come all the paranormal real stories are like most of them in Maryland? Like the fucking first exorcism in Hinesville.
Because Maryland is a shitty place, bro.
Because Maryland has a lot of demons that they killed off.
On the register, but if you look up.
True. I agree with that, Chris.
There's probably hella Indians here that just got slaughtered and they got unrest souls and shit.
Well, that, and don't they say, like,
Maryland? Every place has some energy, and Maryland got some fucked up energy because of all the fucked up shit that happens there. Like,
mm-hmm.
Well, isn't Maryland like number? I want to say it's in the top five of the most like insane asylums that were both opened and closed.
Sir, my college had an insane asylum on the campus.
Oh, fuck. What?
Nope. Morgan State had an insane asylum on the campus because one of the buildings, Montebello, it was our student, like our student admin building and shit. But Montebello used to be a hospital. If you Google Montebello Complex, Morgan State University, it looks like a hospital on the inside. And that's where our architecture department was when I was an undergrad. And part of the hallway on the architecture side, the door goes right into the insane asylum, which is boarded up. But if you go in that shit, like people used to break in and go all the time because it was like our own little sick thrill, our entertainment shit, is how we kept you entertained. Niggas used to go in that shit at night where you can't see shit. But the shit in the daytime, like the beds, like they knocked that shit down, but you can still Google that shit online. Like the beds, the shit, the elevators don't have carts in them. So if you like go into that shit at night and you just slip and fall in the fucking elevator shaft, that dog, you're gonna die. Like,
what? Oh, nah.
And they don't have anything to block it off. And that's probably why they knocked it down because it's probably too dangerous. But that shit in the daytime, they got all these files. It's like people living in there because one day I went there, it's like beer that's not molded or anything.
No, thank you.
They have new blinds and some of the windows, but the building is abandoned. Like, but it's a real scary place. Like, it's scary. Like, Maryland got some, like, especially Northern Maryland, has some real scary-ass shit, dog.
Nope. I'm actually scary. Okay. I told you, there's three things I don't fuck with. The paranormal, kid killers, and honestly, Michael Myers. And, like, he's probably the one that I would not fuck with because apparently you can't kill him. So, that's it. Like, no thank you. But,
no, I thought he died in 2000. Halloween 2000.
Apparently that wasn't him. He put his mask on another nigga or some shit.
Oh.
That's gay. I'm just going to throw that out there. But I'm still stuck on why there's a part two to the Titanic.
Yeah, can we get back to that? Because the paranormal kind of fucked with me. So what's wrong with just getting on a Carnival Cruise Line ship and just going where the fuck you want to go? Like, I don't want to go.
Well, if you were like the people on the Titanic, you died. So there's that.
Okay. I'm going to say this. This is going to sound really fucked up.
It'd be funny if that joint crashed.
Whoa, wow.
Not really, but kind of.
Damn, Chris, you just got real dark real fast.
I don't even mean it in a dark way. It's just like the irony.
Chris, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Chris went really dark. Jesus
Christ. Real dark, real fast.
So let me just ask this, though. So when it comes to the Titanic, we all saw the movie, or we should have seen the movie, because one of those that they had to play it in, like, elementary school, if that was...
I have a confession. I have never fucking seen Titanic.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Tony, watch it.
I saw the previews talking about his name on Top of the World. And I've been woke since I was six, so the white man talking about something on Top of the World pissed me off. I was not seeing it. So, I was very happy when I was told that they all die. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. That was my favorite part. I just turned to that.
Black people died on the boat. It wasn't as fucking fancy as the Titanic. Well, niggas died on the fucking boat too. Just want to throw that out there.
Oh boy.
Well.
So here's my issue with Titanic, and I've always griped with this for years though. So this Jack and Rose, and the whole movie was based on upon their love story. They fucked in a car that was on a boat and all this other shit. So at the end of the movie, closer to the end of the movie, Jack and Rose are in the water because the ship is going down. Jack puts Rose on top of a plank and he drowns. I'm sitting there, and maybe this is my dumb logic, but the plank was large enough for the both of them to be on. Why didn't he just get on the plank with her?
It wasn't. Every time he tried to climb up, it would go down. And he was like, man, fuck it.
I'm sorry. You gonna
have- What he should have did was tried to find another plank. Like, it was hella doors and shit out there. Like, the boat just grabbed. Like, don't grab on or something.
I got to look.
He didn't really want to live, though. He didn't want to deal with her ass.
I got to look this up because I don't even think it was a plank. It was like a door, right? So
these things are floating on doors.
Yeah, it was like a door.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like a big ass Titanic door.
Titanic door. Titanic or titanium?
No, it was wood.
Oh.
Definitely wood.
So I'm reading a scientific article about it. Number one, was there enough space on the raft for both Jack and Rose to fit? So people have literally gone over this and said that it was possible that they could. It says, however, for James Cameron, the director of Titanic, the amount of room available on the raft was never a concern. In fact, time and time again, he has maintained that it was not the amount of space on the raft, but rather its buoyancy. So I'm like, okay, if you say buoyancy, that's fine. However, if the ship was submerged in water, wouldn't the buoyancy of the water be balanced out with the plank that's right next to it, which would give the flotation for the door for them to both be on it? Whoever is listening to this, write in at youngblackpod@gmail.com and help us figure this shit out. More importantly, let us know if you were going to get on the Titanic too, because we are not. Whew, that was.
Is this a movie? You said, or is this another boat?
No, it's another boat.
Oh, these niggas are tripping. First of all, you do not. I thought you said there was another. I thought you meant like a movie, like Titanic 2. First of all, no one in there, right? It's going to be all white people because no black person is going to get on a boat named after a boat that previously
drowned. Ain't nobody fucking with that shit.
Nope. I can't.
Why would you call it the Titanic? Don't
call Titanic it the Titanic 2 at that. Like, it's not bigger. The Queen Elizabeth. That joint was cool. That joint never crashed.
But First of all, I'm not getting on a boat named after a boat that previously got.
And then are they going to do it just like the old Titanic? Have the poor niggas at the bottom?
Yeah.
The rich niggas at the top? If it's an exact model.
Look, on the bullshit, I had a game on PlayStation, Titanic game. That shit was so fucking dope. Like, you would walk around, like how you do like 3D, like walk arounds and shit. You would walk around the game, talk to people. It was really, really dope. But you got to do like certain missions before the boat crashed. So and I never succeeded.
But what do you do when you get on this ship, right? You get on the ship and pictures of the old Titanic and like stories and shit of Titanic 1. And you know that Titanic 1 drowned. Are you like at some point kind of fucked with it? You're like, you know what?
First of all, I am not going to get on a boat. And if I did get on a boat, I wouldn't even tell anybody because the world is going to think you're a fucking moron. Why would you get on another boat named after a boat? That to me is just sounds like they're going to drown the second boat.
Like, this is where Rose Dawson stayed.
Yep. This is where the Titanic crashes. This is where the Titanic crashes, and so will this one.
If this were the real Titanic, your name would be Ann Lawson. She was coming as an immigrant from the UK.
You know, nah, let's just go ahead and get into what's bothering us this week, because that already bothered me already.
Wow. Yeah, I was about to say, that might be mine right there.
So, shit. CJ, go ahead. What's bothering you?
What's bothering me? Let me see. You know what? I don't have one this week, Greg.
You don't have
one? I don't have one. No, nothing's bothering me this week. I've been very at peace. I'm peaceful. I'm excited for the weekend ahead. I got a new income, so I'm good. I don't care.
Hey, CJ, if you want to share that income so that it's outgoing, that is more than
appreciated. Okay? Hey, my nigga. Hey, look, if I eat, everybody eat.
That's great. I like to eat filet mignon and lobster tails.
You sound like, hey, that's you on. We on the same. We aligned with the same shit, brother.
Awesome.
I guess I'll go in and let y'all go because this one fucked with me. It's effective today. I think I told y'all a couple months ago how my job had instilled this policy where you can't wear headphones at work, even though it's like an open floor type of model for work. We have. Instead of having cubicles, we have like open floor where there's like a little divider between everybody. But for the most part, everybody's like side by side with like a couple like feet of space between each other. So, you know, another coworker of mine tells me, oh, Greg, well, they're instilling the policy again because people have gotten a little bit lenient in letting the employees go and use headphones. Had no problem with this, but me, I'm black. I don't care. I feel like I can't be productive unless I have something in my ear that's tuning other motherfuckers out.
Yo, and that's some real shit. Like, I don't know. I think that's not healthy to not listen to music in work. I don't know how people, I think there's something wrong with you if you don't listen to music while you work.
Well, here was my ultimate issue with it. It's not my boss. It's not the other bosses that are in the area. It's just one particular person. This person, I can't say the name because who knows if they listen or whatnot, but this person has an issue with any form of entertainment that can be conducive in productivity slacking off. So when the person moved on
down. Is this an all white man?
No. It's a woman. And she's really? I want to say she's a person of color, but she's not.
So we're saying that she's one of these Middle Eastern people because it sounds like she's not black or Hispanic.
We'll take it there. We'll go with that. So
is she like Mila Kunis, and we don't know what she is?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect. That we'll just call her Mila.
So, I know what she is. Yeah. My motherfucking baby. That's what she is.
Yikes.
Oh, God.
Lord. So Mila.
Oh, God.
Let me finish. So Mila, when she comes down to our floor, like, everybody's already, like, on pins and needles, like, oh, shit, like, we know how it was when she was on the other floor, so when she comes down here, it's going to be a thing of everything is so strict only when she's around. So it started with the fact that we have TVs in, like, the conference room, and we have a big TV that's in the kitchen, but there's, like, glass around the kitchen so you can see the TV as it goes on. Now, if anybody knows me, I work at a law firm, so obviously you would have the TV on to see what my particular version of law has to deal with in terms of politics, right? You know, policies changing and whatnot because of the Trump administration. And this happened for a good, like, 5 or 6 months, and then she moved down, and she's like, oh, I don't like the TV on, so we have to turn the TV off. So we're like, well, how the fuck are we supposed to know? It's about to be a blizzard outside, somebody's shooting, our jobs are about to close because of inclement weather, just anything. You leave the TV on, especially since you have the TV there for us to watch. It's not like it's on the playoffs or ESPN all day, right? Took that, and we're like, all right, fine, fuck it. You take away the TV, at least we have our headphones. we go into a meeting maybe a month after that, and we get a thing saying, oh, yeah, well, nobody can wear headphones because of productivity. So I go and I'm asking, why in the hell do we not have headphones? So my boss tells me, oh, well, they don't like when people have headphones on. So I'm like, what's the problem with having headphones if you're doing your work? This person does not like this. Mila does not like headphones at all. So this went on for about 4 or 5 months. And now we kind of like got into a thing or groove where the work is getting done. People would, they would sneak around with the headphone in their ear and it would be completely fine. But now I guess like either somebody got caught and was being hot or, you know, she just had a bad day. And there was this all hands on deck meeting about everybody not having headphones is a strict thing, blah, blah, blah. I got on Indeed. I sent out a solid 60 like resumes and everything because I personally cannot work without headphones. I can't work without some like type of ambient noise. You know, just like Tony said, like one, being an open floor, like floor plan when it comes to working. Two, dealing with the people I work with, because Jesus Christ, like there's one person in particular who can talk all fucking day. So I put my headphones in just to ignore it. So when we found out that we can no longer have headphones, I was hot. So that is basically what's bothering me, is the fact that you took away the one thing that kept me from like kirking out on everybody every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. I don't know. I guess Chris, like her phone, like something happened, but she'll probably come back. Tony, what is bothering you, sir?
I was going to say I don't have anything that's bothering, but I kind of do. I just been trying to figure out why there are some people that drink and become very, very violent and like belligerent. Like, why can't you just drink and relax and have fun?
Yeah.
And then also, I went running today, right? I'm starting my running stuff back out. So if anybody wants to run with me, it's, you know, I know we're in two different states, but if y'all want to run and we like challenge them, let me know, because it's all down for that because it's fall time now. But I went running, and I was like, let me smoke first, because I used to go to the gym high, and it was the best workout ever. I went running high today, and that shit was fucking amazing. Like, and my cousin, I told you, I was starting to get into the recording stuff. So he was like, this, I guess, isn't a bother me, but something I'm happy about. And he was like, yeah, we need to start buying a microphone. He told me we're going to buy this program. So I already downloaded the program for the, to mix up the music. Mm-hmm. And then my other cousin gave me their hard drive. So I had like all the storage for my music and stuff on. So I was like, yo, this shit is so dope. And my cousin was like, I want you to write 2 songs a week. So I was like, okay. So he's writing 2 songs. He has kids writing 2 songs a week. So I'm like, I'm going to actually start and really write down. And I'm just so ready to actually do some fun stuff. Like, I'm excited. Mm. And then last week, I wasn't here on the did we have a podcast last week? Did you guys? So I had to do my Hispanic Heritage Program. So they had me singing in Spanish. So I sang Kimbara by Celia Cruz. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, this is so dope. Then I got asked to sing it again for Friday. So I'm like, yo, this is so dope for, like, as a singer. I think it's so cool when you can sing in another language. And I used to take opera lessons, so I was singing Italian. So I was like, you know, but that's only, like, at rehearsals and stuff. I never publicly sang in a different language. So I was like, man, this is, like, a new step for me. Like, it seemed like it's something little. Like, okay, you sing in a different language. I was like, it's, when you can actually sing in a different language, like, that's powerful. So it was a lot of fun. Everybody was dancing. All the parents were dancing with each other. And it was just dope. So I was really happy with that. So I'm happy that now I can start buying equipment, music equipment, and we really can start to do some things. I'm excited.
That's dope.
So, Q, what's bothering you?
What's bothering me this week? Semi-monthly pay periods.
Ooh,
oh, no bullshit. Facts. So... This notion of getting paid on the 15th and the last day of the month is some bullshit. And let me tell you why it's some bullshit. Because you may have, I know with me, I got my payday was the 15th. officially was the 15th. But like I have one bank account which part of my check goes into that allows me to get it 2 days early, which was great because I was going out of town. And then the other part came. Then the big amount came in my other bank account Saturday morning. Mind you, Saturday morning was the 13th.
Oh yeah.
Now I gotta wait 18 days.
Oh boy, yeah.
Ooh. Until I get my next paycheck.
Wait, what?
18 days. The 31st. I get my money, you know, the money came, like, it didn't come on the 15th. It came, they sent it out the last, you know, the business day before.
Yeah, which is,
that's crazy.
Which is like, well, goddamn, if I got shit to do and I go through all my money, you know, making sure that I pay things that I have to pay or whatever. And here comes Thursday, and I'm looking at my bank account like, oh shit. All right, well, I get paid next week. Oh, next week is not the 20th. Next week is not the 31st. Next week is just the 24th.
Yeah.
So, fuck you, semi-monthly pay periods.
Yeah. Was that, is it semi-monthly or is it bi-month? Well, not.
Oh, no, yeah. Semi-monthly. The 15th. Because bi-weekly, you get paid every other Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Semi-monthly, it's the 15th and the last day of the month. And if the 15th is on a the 15th is on a Saturday or a Sunday, you get paid that Friday. If it's on a Monday, you may get paid that. You may get your money, depending on your bank. You might get it, you know, Saturday morning. But then you blow it, you shit out of luck until the 31st or whenever you get paid again.
Trust me, it sucks for me because this weekend I was planning on going and drinking because I'm like, you know what? It's Halloween. Everybody gonna have their thought outfit on. Why don't I just go out and have fun? That's not happening. That's super dead. So I'll be in the house. Yeah, at least UFC is on. So that's one good thing.
Yeah, I will be. Yeah, I will be in the house too, just like I was last week.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to keep anybody too long. So everybody, let them know exactly where they can find you on social media so we can get up out of here.
You can find me at Quiet CJ Money 2 on Instagram and CJ Jackson on Facebook.
QDZ1906 on Twitter and
AL6.
Thank you. QDZ1906 on Twitter and your child teacher 1906 on Instagram.
What does that mean? Yeah. You all can find me in bed because that's where I'm going. No, seriously. You can find me at Tony the Artist 06, TONYDAARTIST 06.
And you can follow us all at Young Black Pod on every platform. If you need to email us, you can email us at youngblackpod@gmail.com. Also,
and before we close, can I have a shameless plug? So, shout out to my line brothers. Monday was my 13th alpha anniversary.
Oh my God, you're old.
Yes. So to the rising sons of new, happy alphaversary, 13 years in the fold, and many, many more. So
my alphaversary is next month. I can't say where my line brothers are. I don't know where they are.
But we're going to celebrate. Well, until next week, y'all, we will see you.
Peace.
All right. Bye.